Welcome to the Be Magnetic podcast. I'm your host, Tara, mindset coach and manifestation expert. I'm obsessed with helping you step into your limitless potential to create the life and business of your dreams. This podcast is designed to feed your mind every week with stories, ideas, perspectives, tools, and wisdom that will completely shift how you think about yourself, your life, and what is possible for you. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so turn the volume up and the windows down. You're in for a treat. Hi, and welcome to another podcast episode. Today we're talking about why I don't do anything without spiritual guidance anymore. We will talk about how I receive spiritual guidance and how you can receive it too. And also why you need to tune out the noise that's going on around you in this world. And we're talking about tarot, talking to spirit guides, seeing things and dream time a little bit too. But before we dive into the nitty-gritty of this episode, I'm still offering spiritual guidance sessions at the moment. This is a 2-hour long private session with yours truly via Zoom, where we will cover one specific area of your life, for example, your career, finances, love, health, whatever. And we will go deep into your energetic programming, so your mindset, your thoughts, your belief, your emotions around that area. And we will be releasing anything that's blocking you from moving forward in that area and calling in whatever you desire, the big change and the massive outcomes in that area through RRT and Reiki, which are both proven super specific, super effective, painless methodologies that have the power to clear energies and limiting beliefs within 10 to 30 minutes. I will be also looking into your core frequency, so just the energetic codes that are going on within your body, and encode new vibrations that will leave you feeling magnetic and unshakable. So being a real and energetic match to the desired outcome that you're wanting to attract in that area of your life. We will be communicating with your higher self, your spirit guides, and the universe to ask for any guidance and next steps to take to transform that area of your life. And lastly, we will be collapsing the timeline of your current vision for that area. These spiritual guidance sessions are perfect for anyone who wants to massively change something in one specific area of their lives. Maybe they had a vision about something for quite some time but never really took the action, or they've been wanting to have something but it just hasn't shown up for them yet and they want to change that. And also anyone who has a big vision for this year and their vision is so massively different from anything they have ever been, done, or had, and they want to be best supported and guided on that path that may crack them open entirely and demand a lot of them energetically, spiritually, mentally, and physically. So if you fall in those categories, these spiritual guidance sessions are perfect for you. You will leave the session being a completely different version of you than you were when you entered. You will have the clarity and a confidence around any questions you have in that specific area of your life. You will have clear steps to follow and the confidence to take action to massively change your life and call in those desires. You will feel more empowered, hopeful, and unshakable about this change being possible. You will have cleared anything that may potentially get in your way of attracting that desire, including the fear and the uncomfortability of changing. Your core frequency is now an energetic match to your desire, and your success has become inevitable. Therefore, you will also have a detailed tarot reading and forecast, and a recorded version of the Zoom session so you can come back and check in with your transformation. Working with me is a promise of a complete transformation. We're talking a 180-degree shift in that area of your life. I've had clients who have gotten divorced after working with me, who have tripled, three-axed their income, who have started showing up on stories and like massively overcome that fear, quit their 9-to-5s. Like, we're talking like gotten married and things like that. Like, we're talking real deep, massive life transformations that are happening in these sessions. So if you're feeling called for a massive change, for a massive uplevel, you want to book in one of those sessions. Again, there's limited sessions available, no fixed number, but around 5-ish. So you want to go and DM me on Instagram. I'm going to link my Instagram below, but it's @tara.fisher, the word guidance. So I can answer any questions that you may have, as well as send you the link to book in. This is the most affordable way to work with me. It's just 180 euros for all of that, for completely changing your life. Like, how sick is that? So if you're feeling called, go and DM me the word guidance right now on Instagram. You can literally do this while I keep talking, and I cannot wait to chat to you there. So let's dive into the topic of the episode. Why do I don't do anything anymore without spiritual guidance? So the short answer is because it makes life easier. Like, honestly, I shared in a couple episodes back how the universe is literally like sitting there where it resides, having your book in their hands and is reading your story. And it's currently at page, I don't know, like 28, 30, I don't know how old you are, but it could also literally just like flip to page 40 or 60 or 90, and it would know exactly, it knows exactly what happens and what doesn't happen in the course of your life, which means that it just has a plan and you don't. It has the roadmap and you don't, which to me is reason enough for why I should be listening to it. So, by listening to universal guidance, spiritual guidance, you're essentially taking all the guesswork out of this journey of creating your dream life, your dream business, your dream financial reality, and you're following a blueprint that is specifically designed for you. And you may argue with me now of why it's not enough to just follow your mentor's advice or do whatever, you know, the industry is saying, or people who have followed in or who've done things that you want to do before you. And that's great. Yes, of course. I mean, if these people living the exact version of the life that you're desiring for yourself, of course, like, check out what they're doing and how they've got there and things like that. But also, don't forget that we are all living our own unique experience, and no matter how many things you have in common with that person, you're still not the same. So what has worked for them may not be working for you, which is why it's so important to follow that spiritual guidance, that universal guidance, in order to really develop and uncover the path that is truly unique and meant for you. And the second reason is when we do follow a lot this industry guidance or the gurus, we fall into this comparison trap of constantly wondering why we are not yet there and why what is working for them isn't working for us. And that sometimes can cause us to stall our success, our progress, because we're not really following our unique blueprint. Instead, we're so busy doing what everyone else is telling us to do, when in reality, we're not even designed to follow that path. So instead, I think it's important, yes, to know what's going on in the industry and stuff, but if you've, and I'm sure that like the majority of you listening to me right now have gotten to that point of where they've done enough courses and enough consuming of people and what they did to get to where they want to be, that they have enough reasonable knowledge of how it could potentially unfold or what is required of them. So what is now required really is to cut out all the noise, like tune out all the noise and focus on your path. Like put on your blinders and focus on the path that is uniquely designed for you. And that is why it really is so important to tune out the noise, because what everything else is doing is just keeping you away from following your unique path. Meaning it's keeping you on this wheel, on this hamster wheel of trying and doing and not seeing the results, because what worked for them isn't meant to work for you necessarily, right? So we need to cut out the noise. We need to just like mute or unfollow everyone who is like telling us to do things a certain way. And then we need to put our blinders on, tune into our intuition, and follow our own spiritual guidance so that we get the messages and the information that are actually really important for us, and thus follow the path and do the actions that are actually going to move us to where we want to be. That is why I don't do anything without spiritual guidance anymore. So, how do I actually receive that spiritual guidance, and how can you receive it too? So, again, I've talked about it a while back in a couple episodes back. I think like four, the episode is titled My Spiritual Awakening and How I Became a Guide for the Divine. So, you want to check into that. It's episode 76. Essentially, the easiest way in which you can receive spiritual guidance is through your intuition. Your intuition is your hotline to the divine. Your intuition is the mediator between your consciousness and the universe or your higher self. So, in order to listen to your intuition more, again, you have to shut out the noise, because if you're constantly consuming and like busy getting inspired and busy learning and listening to everyone else's advice, then you're not going to hear your own voice. So you have to like shut out that and just make time and space to listen. Also, like staying busy all the time is also keeping yourself away from hearing your intuition. And one practice that I give my clients a lot when it comes to training to listen to your intuition is just to write down every single day in which ways your intuition has guided you today. And sometimes they're really subtle, sometimes you will have to think a lot, but some days it'll be very clear. And the more you realize of how your intuition communicates with you, whether it's feeling or maybe a voice, and also understanding which exact tone that voice has, or maybe it's like a sensation or something, just understanding how your intuition communicates with you will help you to then hear it more often, right? And so when you get that intuitive hint, that intuitive message of, okay, you've got this feeling about something, or you just have this voice in your head that tells you to do this, and you don't really know why, right? Or whether it makes sense, or you just know you have to do it. You have to listen to it, right? So just hearing it is not enough. You have to also take the action and follow that guidance. But in order to kind of connect you to your intuition a bit more, this diary exercise can be really helpful, and then you can become more aware of what messages you receive and then take the action as well. But then, of course, there are other ways in which you can receive spiritual guidance as well. You can receive spiritual guidance, for example, through a guide, like myself. You know, what I do inside those spiritual guidance sessions is nothing else but give you spiritual guidance. I am calling upon my guides and your guides to bring me the information necessary to help you jump to your highest timeline. So you could work with a medium, a spiritual guide, someone like that who is experienced in communicating with Source to receive that guidance through them. You could also get into tarot or work with a tarot reader. Tarot is an amazing practice tool as well to just interpret spiritual guidance. You could also do a meditation. There's amazing meditations on YouTube as well, and I have a lot of meditations inside my Dream Life Academy resource library as well that help you to access your higher self and communicate with your angels and spirit guides and things. So there's meditations that guide you to unlock that level where you can then receive messages in meditation. And there's also ways like seeing things, right? When you get images, that happens a lot to me, and I told that in the other episode, 76 as well. I'm seeing a lot of things. I'm getting a lot of images about things that need to happen, guidance that I need to be taking. And so I know, okay, this is the universe communicating with me. And then dream time. Often we do get messages in our dreams, because in our dreams, our unconscious is laid open. Our consciousness is just like sleeping, and our unconscious is awake. So the universe has better access to our unconsciousness, meaning it's easier for the universe to send us messages. Unfortunately, very little people can actually remember their dreams. So again, you could start a dream diary and just like write down. And I know it's hard. Like, I never actually made it because I just always like get into like morning routine mode when I wake up. But you could, if you had a hard time remembering your dreams, write down your dreams the second you wake up, so that you can see patterns and guidance and things like that better if you want to explore this. But again, I would say this is something that's maybe a little bit more advanced. So if you just get into those practices, you want to just develop your intuition a little bit more, and then maybe work with a spiritual guide or get into tarot and things like that, and then later on, you know, walk in dream time. So these are my suggestions for that. I hope that you've gotten some input, some actionable pieces to learn to follow your universal guidance more as well, and you've hopefully understood how important it is. And again, if you're wanting to dive a little bit deeper and really transform one specific area of your life, go and book yourself in to one of those spiritual guidance sessions. Again, they're so affordable, and they have literally the power to change your life entirely, which is mind-blowing to me. Just imagine, you know, by putting 180 euros on the table, your life looks entirely different. I would absolutely say yes to that. Like, it's a no-brainer. So, can't wait to see some of you inside the spiritual guidance sessions. And thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It means the world to me. If you love this episode, go and screenshot it and share it to your stories so more people can listen to it. And if you're new here, hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss any new episodes. And I'm sending you so much love. Talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.